FM 89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock and it's time for City Test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hamare gaarya grandan aapka swagat hai. Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Marika Yamido, on est fun yenne.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So glad to see you again on Friday. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. Today we are going to Holland, a wonderful place which is famous for its windmills and tulips. And it's also a country that gives its people a free society. Can't wait to explore Holland. In today's program, Carrie and David will give you a short introduction of Holland. Cheesecakes, windmills, flowers, everything sounds so interesting. Want to take a short trip during winter vacation? Maybe Holland is a good choice. Then your first impression, Jenny will show us an interesting interview. How do people think about the famous windmill kingdom? Come and listen. Also, we invited a friend of Australia. And there comes City Insight. This time, Echo and Susie will show you this beautiful land with vivid description and wonderful words. Classic style food and special dishes in Holland. Jenny and Amy is going to show you various food in Holland. In Learn to Speak section, Echo and David is waiting for you. They teach you some Dutch. After this, Sarah and Florence in Tour Gallery will recommend you some books from Holland. They'll show you the special thoughts of Dutch authors. Then away we go this time. We should invite Jenny, Eric, Carrie Kong, and Echo to join his part. They'll talk about their general impression about Holland and some stories. And finally, in Follow Me, a librarian in CUC meet a little knight in Holland. What will happen? Just listen. Now let's go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to City Temple, and this is Travel Express section. Follow our steps and the new journey starts now. I'm Carrie. The one next to me is my friend, David.
I've brought a cheesecake from Guozhita down West Street. Let's try it together.
Nice, but it doesn't like the cheesecake that I used to eat. Shouldn't cheesecake be frozen? But this one is baked. Is it really cheesecake?
You don't know this one. Oh my god. It's Holland cheesecake. Doesn't like others? It's made with golden cheese and fish by baking.
Oh, so special.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing with those, the one will be more hotter than I ate before. But delicious as always.
This is one of the famous treasures of four treasures in Holland. Cheese not only being regarded as an important representative of its culture, but also brought in economic benefits. You know, cheeses are graded like wine.
This is particular about what they eat. Mm. And what are other three treasures?
You must have heard of windmill. It has a long history in Holland. Will many visitors been there, they would bought it as a souvenir.
Of course I know. We like to fold it by paper and as a toy to play in our childhood. It is very interesting.
Sure. But the Dutch are quite smart. Windmill has been used to be a machine to generate electricity. They use wind power wisely and it's eco-friendly.
Whoa! Windmill usually appeared in fairyland to show a wonderful and romantic image. Comfortable wind makes riding the sun so useful.
That's true. Holland is a romantic country indeed. It has been called the Garden of Europe. Flowers are their pillar industry. Do you know what's the national flower of Holland?
A piece of cake. I've watched the Tulip Time Festival during May of Holland from TV.
Yeah.
So I guess the national flower in Holland is tulip,
oh,
isn't it?
Bingo! Tulips are widely planted in Holland. It has cultivated the most flowers of the world. And the last one of the treasure you surely know, that is wooden shoes.
I know the country just from tulip and their wooden shoes. People have to wear wooden shoes because the climate of there is really wet and the sunshine is rare.Wooden shoes were popular as it could be protected from moisture.
Yes. Wooden shoes are famous in Holland like qipao in China. Time has changed but not diminished the culture tradition. It's meaningful.
Holland is a country with long history, but it doesn't like that conservative. I've heard of that. It is one of the most open-minded countries with sex trade, drugs and abortion.
Abortion? No. The attitude of social custom is much more liberal than us. Holland is the first country who allows gays, gays, to wait and euthanasia is legal.
Ooh.
That is great advance of the civil freedom.
I see. Holland seems very attractive. It is worth it to go if my conditions permit. Maybe I can go travel there during our Chinese Lunar New Year.
Good idea.
We have 44 days holiday.
So cool. I'm looking forward to relaxing. I will take my time and do a great planning to play there.
Hey, please stop larking about and get on with your work. Have you finished with your homework?
Oh, no, yeah.
So what are you still dreaming about? Go quickly, and the cake is mine.
Wow, so far so much. That's all for today, Traffic Express.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Carrie.
And David.
See you next time.
Hello, I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening to our program this wonderful night. Here is First Impression, and I'm glad to be your host tonight. There is an amazing country in northwestern Europe. A quarter of its land is below sea level, which makes it necessary to use windmills to take water from the ground.What's more interesting, its name also indicates such a characteristic. The beautiful land is named Netherlands, which is more often called Holland nowadays. At the sound of Holland, what is the first thing coming to your mind? Tulips, wooden shoes, or steel windmills? Next, we are going to interview a few people to find out how they think about the famous windmill kingdom.First, it's our great honor to have invited a foreign friend from Australia. He is an international student in Capital Medical University. We hope he can bring us some totally different views. Nice to meet you. I'm Jenny, a reporter from City Temple Radio CUC. Could you please introduce yourself to us?
Hi there, my name is Sam.
Have you ever been to Holland, the windmill kingdom?
No, I've never been to Holland.
Holland is famous for its open policy in the sex trade, same-sex marriages, euthanasia, and so on. So what's your attitude towards these controversial topics?
And my attitude and views on the topics of sex trade, euthanasia, and same-sex marriages in Holland is that each individual has the right to decide and choose what he wants.As he wants. So basically, if an individual and another individual want to have the same sex marriage, I think it should be okay as long as these two particular individuals are happy with it. Euthanasia, well, that's a hard one actually, but if a person has a good enough reason to kill himself and it is justified.I don't see why it should not be legal. I mean, there has to be people who are going to analyze the situation and then see if it's worth the euthanasia. But if it is, that means that person's life is pretty miserable if he wants to kill himself. So, yeah, it depends on the situation. So, yeah, that's basically it.
Then let's get through to our reporter in Amsterdam to find out how the tourists there think of the place. Hello, Cyril. Can you hear me?
Okay, thank you, Jenny. Dear audience, I'm Cyril, a foreign correspondent of City Temple. Now, I'm in the capital of Holland, Amsterdam. It's afternoon here, and lots of people are sitting in the sidewalk cafe to enjoy the sunshine. Let's talk to some travelers here. Hello, girls. Let's try this. May I ask you a question? What comes to your mind at the thought of Holland?
Oh, the windmills and the tulips. I love them so much.
Hello, Charles here. Can you tell me something about your first impression of Holland?
The first impression in Holland, it's football. Hey, I love the whole. I love the football very much.
So boring, I hate you.
But you told me you want to buy the turnip from Holland.
Oh, but you know, in my heart, sports is the first thing and you are the second.
Get the balls, find the paper.
Oh no,
I don't
darling.
Thank you very much. Hope you can enjoy yourself here.
Well, thank you, Cyril. It's time to say goodbye now. Dear friends, if you want to know more about Holland, please focus on our next section, City Insight. City Inside, travel with your ears. Expose your soul to the splendors of the world. Hello everyone, I'm Susie. Thanks for listening to our program this Friday night.
Hello, I'm your friend Echo. When it comes to tulip and windmills, which country would flash into your mind?
That's right. It's exactly the poetic country we're leading you to, the Netherlands.
Steeped in a rich, flavorful, and colorful history, the Netherlands is a small yet densely populated country. Lying mainly in the Western Europe, it also includes three islands in the Caribbean. The three largest and most important cities in the Netherlands are Amsterdam, The Hague, and Rotterdam. Amsterdam is the country's capital, while The Hague holds the Dutch seat of government. The port of Rotterdam is the largest one in Europe, as large as were the next three largest combined.
The name Netherlands literally means low country, inspired by its low and flat geography. With only about 15% of its land exceeding 1 meter above sea level, the country is for the most part flat, with the exception of foothills in the far southeast, up to a height of no more than 321 meters, and some low hill ranges in the central parts. Most of the areas below sea level are man-made, caused by peat extraction and achieved through land reclamation.
Amsterdam, capital city of the Netherlands, and located in the province North Holland, is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world. With tourist attractions like the Anne Frank House, the Van Gogh Museum, and the wonderful canals, you'll definitely get a holiday to remember. Amsterdam is one of the greatest cities of the world, but it had very humble origins. In the 1200s, there were fishermen living and working on the banks of the Amstel River. At some point, they decided that they needed a bridge so that they could work from both sides of the river. They built a bridge and also fitted doors underneath it to prevent the village from being flooded.
This helped to create a harbor from which trade could be conducted.
Considered by many to be one of the foremost European cities for architecture, Amsterdam has become known as a required destination for all lovers of architecture. From modern design to historical facades and the 17th century ring of canals, Amsterdam has it all. If you have a chance to go to Amsterdam, be sure to take at least one walk or rent a bike wandering around the place. In this way, you are sure to cover a large interesting area of the city. Amsterdam is an attraction and sight on its own, so take your time to see around the beautiful canals, architecture, and the unique vibe of the city.
Did you know that Amsterdam has more museums per square meter than any other cities in the world? The most visited and probably the pride of Amsterdam culture is the Rijksmuseum, a must when you visit. Other popular museums are the Van Gogh Museum, the Stedelijk Museum, and the Anne Frank House. Be sure to visit the museum district when you come here.
Apart from those cultural relics mentioned above, I know there's another place you cannot miss, the Red Light District. It is perhaps the most well-known part of town and one that people know about long before they visit the Netherlands. Very little is left to the imagination in the Red Light District, with plenty of brothels, peep shows, sex shops, prostitutes and condom shops on the strip. However, the district is so much more than this. Many new upscale restaurants and cafes are setting up shops in the Red Light District and bringing new life to this historic part of town.
The Dutch are famous for being liberal and tolerant. Prostitution is a trade that has deep roots in Amsterdam and is completely legal. Those working in this district have their own union and are protected by police, monitored by the government, and frequently tested for diseases. Safety is of the utmost importance and something taken very seriously by the sex workers in the Red Light District. There were approximately 250 windows in the district where curious tourists can window shop. But remember to travel in groups and leave your camera at home.
Are you attracted by the Kingdom of Tulips? And do you want to know more about this country, like some specific food? Okay, let's move on to the next section, Yummy Yummy. I'm Echo, see you next week.
And I'm Susie, see you. Foodies' taste buds can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello everybody, I'm Jenny.
Hello, I'm Amy. Welcome to this Yum Yummy. As we all know, tulips and windmills are symbols of Holland. But how about food there? If you're curious, just come with us. Amy, wake up. What's up?
Sorry for bothering your sweet dream, but it's already 11 o'clock, time to get up.
What? It can't be so late. Oh my gosh, my dear breakfast.
Your breakfast? Well, come on, it's time for brunch. Chop chop, I found a nice restaurant on the map. We can have brunch there. I don't want to waste my first day in Holland on bed.
Okay, just a minute, I'm coming.
Ladies, may I help you?
Two seats by the window, please.
Come with me, please.
Wow, I love the position. The scenery outside the window is fabulous, especially the warm sunshine.
Of course, and let's order our food.
You first. Actually, I know little about the brunch culture. I may learn something from you, Elda.
All right. Well, let me see. I think Eggs Benedict will be our best choice. It's a classic style.
Sounds interesting. How is it made?
I'm always at your service, madam. Eggs Benedict is usually made of poached eggs, British muffins, Hollandaise sauce, and Canadian bacon. You can also have it with French fries. It depends on your preference.
Hollandaise sauce? Is that a special of Holland?
Oh, almost all the foreigners make the same mistake of thick sauce. Actually, it originates in France. It is similar to the old white sauce in Holland. But the most difference between them is that the French replace the flour with mayonnaise, which can improve the taste.
I can't involve so much knowledge while eating. I think I've already fallen in love with it. Another Egg Benedict, please.
Would you like some French fries, ladies?
What is special about your French fries? I think it's so ordinary with ketchup.
Actually, we Dutch don't usually have them with ketchup. We prefer mayonnaise. This may be fresh to you.
Mayonnaise again? Well, I think it's necessary to have a try.
By the way, is there any traditional food you'd like to recommend to us? We're new here, so...
Of course, I'd love to. When it comes to the food, raw herring, pancake, and cheese are always the first to occur to me. A whole raw herring with onion granules is the best match in the world. It has been pickled in advance, but actually tastes a bit sweet. Pannenkoek is the most popular dish in Holland. Restaurants providing pannenkoeks can be found in all cities. As for the cheese, Holland itself is equal to it in some European eyes. Holland cheese industry can date back to the 9th century, since when their products have been exported to the whole continent. In addition, there are also a lot of Indonesian food because Holland has dominated it for quite a long time in the history.
Wow, all that you've just mentioned has already made my mouth water. I'm sure it will cost us much time to taste them all. Thank you so much. You're such a hospitable person.
My pleasure, madam. Now I must place your order, or it will be too late for you to enjoy your brunch.
Oh, sure, you're free to go. I can't wait. What a lovely morning and a lovely brunch.
Dear audience, let's come back from Holland's morning. It's time to say goodbye now. If you're a foodie too, why not try them by yourself?
That's all for today's Yum Yummy. See you next Friday.
See you.
Geen blijk. Dit lege verlaten land is vanaf nu mijn koninkrijk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Learn to Speak section. I'm David.
Hi, I'm Echo. Nice to meet you.
Echo, I heard that you have been to Holland with your friend a few days ago. Could you please tell us something about your fantastic journey?
Of course, you know, Holland is named as the backyard garden of the Europe. It is famous for its bunny and lovely tulips. They grow large, brightly colored, cap-shaped flowers in spring, which makes the country a poetic and romantic paradise.
Wow, that's awesome. And have you picked up a little dunch when you were in Holland?
Oh, that's a long story to tell. Are you ready for our language class?
Danny, I'm so excited. I can hardly believe that we are now sitting in the plane flying to Holland.
Me too. Holland is always my dream country. I'm strongly attracted by its free and gracious social atmosphere, as well as the lovely natural scenery.
But I'm a little worried. I cannot say a single Dutch word at all.
Haha, don't worry. I've learned some daily use words in Holland. Maybe I can teach you.
That's great. If I want to say hello to someone, what should I say?
You can say hello or hoi. These are two ways to say hello. If you want to explain your respect to someone, you'd better say Goedendag.
Got it. What about how are you?
Hoi hartig met u means how are you? You might answer Heel hot, dank u wel, which means fine, thank you.
Well, now I can greet with the local people.
Yeah, since we have a long journey to go, we might as well take a nap.
It's been a long time since I breathed such fresh air last time. Look at the blue sky, eye-catching tulips swinging with the wind. I can hardly move my eyes.
I can't agree more. But before we go sightseeing, shall we have lunch first?
Great, I'm starving. Let's go.
Did the waiter just said, welcome?
Yes, and it exactly means welcome in English. Dutch is very similar to English.
I see. Do you know some expressions about canteen?
Yes, for example, Prost means cheers. Smakelijk means help yourself. Hoeveel means how much.
Thank you for teaching me so many useful expressions today. I will treat you a piece of delicious cheese.
Dank, I'm waiting. By the way, dank means thank you.
Since you've learned a lot in Holland, if I have a chance to go there, could you do me a favor to be my guide?
By all means.
This is all for today. Learn to speak. If you're interested in learning a new language, focus on us. We don't let you down.
See you next Friday.
Everybody, welcome to Tour Gallery. I'm Cyril.
Hello everyone, I'm Florence. Nice to meet you.
Today, we will travel to the beautiful Windmill Kingdom, Holland. When talking about Holland, many people will recall its beautiful views, such as windmills, tulips, and seawalls. However, as a country with a long history, Holland's rich culture is famous as well. Today, we will lead to the paradise of Holland's literature and movie. Let's enjoy it together. If you are a history fan who is fond of Renaissance, I think you must be familiar with Erasmus and his most famous work, The Place of Folly. Erasmus was one of the most famous philosophers in Holland. Long time ago, Netherlands was only a feudal country ruled by popery. In the period of Renaissance, Erasmus wrote four lands there, The Place of Folly. The book consists of the author's comments on the society at that time and his merciless discussion of popery as well as feudality.
In the author's opinion, it's totally fool for us to believe in a religion in order to live a happy life. What we should do the most is not to work for an ordinary life. The final aim of one's life is returning to the origin of truth. As a result, the praise of Foley successfully promoted the development of Renaissance and the reformation of religion, and became one of the most famous Holland literary works in the world. If you want to know more about the story, just read it. You will be attracted by the sparklight of humanism hiding in the book. The second book is Holland Pastoral. It's a wonderful book about Holland's rurality. The author, Zhou Yanming, was a busy but well-paid reporter before. However, it's not the kind of life she wanted, so she made an important decision which affected her life later on, moving to Holland. In the book, Zhou records her and her husband's life in Sint en Hatte, an original village in Holland. After a struggle time, Zhou finally find her dream house, a 100-year-old villa. She repainted the house, decorated it with some interesting furnishings, and started a brand new life.
Getting away from the busy city, we have never thought that life can be such simple but comfortable. You can wake up in the warm sunshine, cook with the vegetables plenty by yourself. If there is light rain outside, you can listen to the songs of nature while appreciating the beautiful world, like the sky, mountains, grasslands, flowers, and animals. After reading it, we must be deeply moved by her optimistic attitude, as well as her true love for her land. After recommending two books, let's talk about a Holland movie. The story of the movie, Black Book, is based on Holland. At the end of the World War II, Rachel Stein, the German Jewish girl whose wife was fatal, fled to Holland and joined the underground resistance group. What she wanted to do was to find out the traitor that led to her parents' death. Rachel did all she could do to avoid being killed and went on helping the resistance group. However, she was betrayed again. Luckily, a German soldier saved her and took her away from the war. Finally, the war ended. But the revenge was not over. Stein set out searching for the traitor again.
In my opinion, the movie not only brings a strong visual shock to us, but also makes us reflect on the history of the World War II. It dawns on us that the hurts brought by war shouldn't be forgotten. We must face it bravely and open a new life with a leaden heart at the same time, so that the world can be better and better. Already in depth in the spiritual journey in Holland? I'm so sorry, but I have to wake you up, because the next program, Away We Go, is waiting for you. See you the next time.
I'm Richard, and I also have invited some members of our radio station. So at first, let them introduce themselves.
Hello everyone, I'm Amy.
Hello everyone, I'm new friend, Carrie Kong.
I'm Airy.
Hello, I'm Echo.
Okay, this time we are going to talk about a fantastic place, Holland.
Oh, wow!
So when it comes to Holland, what is the first thing that flashes into your mind?
Tulips.
Me too!
Oh, I think White Mile. Because it is a famous, beautiful site in Holland.
I remember it used to be used as a tool to drain off water and make paper crush and green tea leaves or other things.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
But now it's becomes a landmark.
Yeah, it's cool.
So in your mind, what does it look like?
It's like a huge building.
Right.
Yeah. We have the mini windmill. It's like a toy.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned the tulip, right?
Yeah.
So
we all love flowers.
Right.
Yeah, it's a national flower.
It has fantastic, beautiful colors.
Right.
And I know it represents beauty, honorable, and success.
Right.
Wow. Yes, and I know the story about the tulip.
Really?
A romantic
one?
Yes, it is very romantic.
Yeah.
The legend is there is a beautiful princess lived in the castle, and the three werewolves fall into love with her at the same time. The first one sent her a crown, the second one sent her a sword, the last one sent her a piece of gold. But the princess didn't like them, so he prayed to the god of flowers. So the god changed the crown into petals, and the sword into leaves, and the gold into stem, which makes up a tulip.
Wow!
It's amazing.
So which one did the princess choose?
Yeah.
No one. Okay. So, do you like eat delicious food?
Of course.
There are many delicious food in Holland.
I think Holland is famous for its cheese.
But I don't like cheese. I think it tastes not so good.
But I like it.
I like it.
I like it too.
And have you ever been to Holland?
No. But I want to.
We can go there together.
Yeah, we can try it.
And any other unique things?
Pannekoek.
What?
What is pannekoek?
It's the most popular food in the Holland.
Oh,
just like the cake. It has a various kind of taste, like fruit, chocolate, cheese, and soy.
And chocolate. I like chocolate.
But chocolate makes
it has so many kinds of taste. I think the cake will be strange, right? You eat shima hu with lao gan ma.
So there are also some unique things like the sabot. Have you ever heard about it?
Sabot? You mean boats, like ship?
No, like shoes.
Shoes!
So it's the best gift to show your love to a girl or your respect to your friends.
I have some samples of gifts from my mom.
Ah.
But it is now become a symbol of Poland.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I think people now will no longer wear it.
Well, regard it as a symbol. Right?
Yes, a traditional thing.
Yeah.
And any other things? Do they have any manners? Like, we have, like in China, when we meet our friends, we shake hands or nod our head. What about you in Holland?
I think it is same as other Western country. Like, kiss on the cheek for 3 times, no matter man or woman. It's very opening. Yeah.
Oh my god. So every Monday we come here, and if we from Holland, we kiss each other's cheek.
Kiss a lot.
Three times.
It would be strange. But like, we come here every Monday, and after kissing each other, it's 7:30, maybe.
So as you can see, Holland is really a beautiful and unique place, which is fully filled with breathtaking sights, special culture, delicious food, and the country's wonderful things.
Yeah.
No wonder there are so many people regard it as an ideal place to live in. Finally, thanks for listening. And it's time to say goodbye now. See you next Friday.
See you! Thank you.
Now again comes the follow me section, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful and hold your breath. We are now going to tell you a story about Night and Netherlands.
Attention please, our plane is arriving at Netherlands National Airport. Please remain seated and fasten your seatbelt. Flight A123 is now landing.
Oh, finally got here. The noise makes my ears fall off.
Mr. Wes is a librarian at Communication University of China. A week ago, she received a letter which contained a plane ticket for Netherlands. But unfortunately, because of the damage on the envelope and the soaks on the letter resulted from the rain, what the letter original said cannot be read now. However, it seemed that this has something to do with an important national meeting in Netherlands. Miss West decided to see what happened, in case she missed something important, though she had no idea about why she was invited.
A nice sunny beautiful day. I will check my place now.
As Miss West was just about to take out a map or something, she heard a noise and saw a crowd of boys just pushing Short and Punny Boy down. The boy looked strange. He was dressing in Middle Ages clothes.
What's happening there? Hush, hush! Hey, you naughty boys! Kate, are you alright? Let me lend you a hand. Alright, there you are. You are much more hairy than you look like.
Thank you, sir. Maybe that's because my clothes, I know. Just some naughty boys, that's one of them little kids.
Haha, Kate, why are you talking like a grown-up?
Nice all speak like that, madam.
Well. Are you doing some games like roleplay? Need to dress up like this? Let me see. Middle agents clothes. You are pretending that you are a knight?
I am a real knight, madam. That's why I dress like this.
Are you serious?
Knights won't lie.
Alright. Whatever you look like that you haven't eaten anything for a long time. Look how puny you are. Let me treat you a meal.
Thank you, but I prefer tulip rather than big man.
I promise I will buy you one. Are you familiar with it? I'm looking for... Here, I'm just about to go for a meeting, though I don't know why I'm invited.
Okay, I'll take you there. Wait a second. Get on.
Whoa, I cannot believe you have something to do with night.
My family went downhill years ago. I wasn't a local people in Netherlands. Just an accident made me caught a ship here by chance. Did you see the tulip field there? My mom's favorite flower before he died. She always talked a lot about the beauty of tulips in bed. Vivid colors, mellow and full loud sparks. She talks too much that I always thought about seeing the fields by myself. And now, I'm finally here. But she wouldn't come forever.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's alright. I'm glad I got here and found these flowers. Could you pick one for me?
Sure.
Thank you, madam. You are a gentle lady.
Here you are. If their flower can make you feel better. So, after you come to Netherlands?
It's a vagrant life, but I'm not in a trap. I just love the feeling of freedom. I missed my family very much. I couldn't sleep in my empty house, so I would not go home every night. I sleep with flowers and play the piano in most of my free time. I create a piece of music. People passed by said that they heard the sound of a windmill and the sound of tulips blossom.
Fantastic!
I'll show you this song.
Oh my god!
A gentle smile with distress appeared on the little boy's face. and quickly disappeared. Miss West might not see that. She continued the topic of beautiful flowers and beautiful pieces of music. Not long after, they arrived at a huge, tall building with scholars walking in and out busily.
I think this is the place you are looking for.
Thank you so much, Kate. I don't know if I can help you with anything else.
Take this flower to my mom. She's waiting for you right inside the building.
Wait.
Madame, are you looking for the entrance to the meeting room?
Oh, yes. Thank you. But, where is the little kid just here?
Madam, I'm afraid I didn't see any kid here just now. You should be hurried because the meeting is about to begin.
All right, I will get in now.
Doctor, what's your name, please?
Wes. Wes Brown.
And your pass, please?
I don't know. Do I need a pass? They have only mailed me my plane ticket.
What's the problem?
Professor Brown forgot to take her pass.
Oh, Wes is an old friend of mine. I will take her in with me.
Okay.
Wait, you are not Wes Brown, are you?
Sure, I am. Do you need to see my passport?
But maybe I've mistaken you for the Mrs. Brown in Communication University of China.
I am Mrs. Brown from Communication University of China. I am the librarian of the university.
Gosh, they must have sent the ticket to the wrong person. We are inviting Professor Brown to this academic meeting. It's about night history. Never mind, he won't come anyway. You shall go in and enjoy if you want to.
That's good, thank you.
To Miss West's great surprise, the meeting introduced a mysterious knight of ancient times. He might be the youngest knight ever in the history of knights. And also, the meeting introduced a little knight's mother, a very beautiful lady who loved the tulips most through her life.
We climbed the highest mountain.
We explored into the deep forest.
We came through ancient cities.
We rode across the ocean.
We are here, always ready to go.
We are on the way. Our journey will never end.
Now we are boarding. Come with us.
Okay, that's all for today's program. Here are our teams. Producer, Chen Yuqian. Anchor, Yang Zhelin, Liu Meixin, Zhao Shulin. Reporters, Li Yang, Han Yixuan, Han Xili, Liu Xige, Chen Jingying, Wu Jingye, Kang Kaili. Thank you for listening. See you next time in City Temple.